George Balanchine was one of the 20th century's most revered choreographers. He died 30 years ago this spring, but his work lives on at dance companies around the world, including Seattle's Pacific Northwest Ballet. In fact, PNB will perform three Balanchine dances tonight in New York City. KUOW's Marcy Silman reports George Balanchine's legacy has been preserved and passed on by a generation of artists who learned it firsthand.
Ask Seattle dance writer Sandy Kurtz about George Balanchine, and she becomes positively giddy.
George Balanchine changed the way we look at dance today, in the same way that Picasso changed the way we look at visual art, the same way that Mozart changed what we heard in the concert hall.
George Balanchine was born and trained in St. Petersburg, Russia, where he studied both music and classical ballet. He moved to Paris in 1924, several years after the Russian Revolution. And that's where Balanchine began to create ballets in earnest. He cemented his reputation as a dance maker a decade later, after he emigrated to the United States. Balanchine used the same steps and jumps as the choreographers that came before him. What made his work stand out was that he asked his dancers for more.
Higher, bigger, slower, faster, everything more, and no time to sit and think in a preparation. You're going to do a pirouette? Do a pirouette.
Francia Russell is the founding artistic director of Pacific Northwest Ballet. It's a job she shared with her husband, Kent Stoll, for more than 20 years. Russell knows Balanchine's dances firsthand. She joined his company, New York City Ballet, in 1956, and she danced there for 6 years. When she retired from dancing, Russell became the choreographer's ballet mistress. She helped to teach and rehearse Balanchine's work. And Russell's keeping his legacy alive half a century later.
Okay, so what we're going to do first is review everything you learned.
8 young women in sweaty leotards and tights listen intently as Russell talks them through the steps of Balanchine's 1941 ballet, Concerto Barocco.
So let's start right from the beginning and do first and second movements, and then I think we stopped in the middle of the third movement.
Yeah. Russell doesn't work from videotape. When she needs to explain how Balanchine wanted a leg extended or an arm lifted, Russell demonstrates those movements herself. Seattle-based writer Sheila Farr has been researching dance preservation. Farr says this is the traditional way to teach dance.
Dance is the only performative art that wasn't generated in a written form. You know, a play was written first, it's words. Music exists in a written form first. That's how it starts. But dance, that's not true. It very rarely is written as it's conceived or as it's created.
Choreographers may not write down their dances, but very often an assistant like Francia Russell does that work for them. She has a collection of notebooks that contain every Balanchine work she knows.
This is just written out. Glissade, grand jeté, with passé left to stage right in front of two girls. You know, it's...
Russell thumbs through her Concerto Barocco notes. She performed in it more than 50 years ago.
I danced it, but then I just went in a room by myself and danced the whole thing and wrote it down.
Recording Balanchine's dances wasn't always that easy.
Some ballets I had to go around and pester dancers. They would see me coming and run because I was always asking questions. Show me what you did right here, you know, in the fortes. How did you end this variation? And, you know, if I got stuck.
Russell was 24 years old when George Balanchine first sent her out on her own to teach one of his dances. Since then, Francia Russell has become one of a cadre of experts who travel around the world to teach Balanchine's ballets. They're called stagers.
A stager is someone who should have all the information, including the choreographer's intentions, because just the steps without the intentions of the choreographer is rather meaningless. And then also be able to oversee the lighting, the costumes, the orchestra, be responsible for every aspect of the production.
Russell was the first person to stage Balanchine in his native Russia in 1988. She also taught dozens of Balanchine ballets at PNB during her tenure there. Russell and her fellow stagers are the main repository of the choreographer's artistic legacy. Balanchine didn't seem to care about the future of his dances, but Russell says he was a stickler when it came to faithful recreations.
If I had staged something and there was a little finger out of place, he knew it instantly, but he couldn't get up and dance it and show the dancers what the steps were, you know, but if anything was wrong, boy, he zeroed in on it.
the same way Russell now zeroes in gently on the dancers in front of her in the PNB studio.
Okay, nice heads. Chelsea, can you lift your cheekbone a little bit?
It's been 30 years since George Balanchine died, but Francia Russell still believes it's her responsibility to remount his dances the way he taught them to her.
So I feel it's important to pass on what he said, but I'm sure it's all filtered through my taste, my memories, my, you know, how fallible that is.
Francia Russell doesn't stage as many Balanchine dances as she did when she was younger. She hopes the people she's taught over the years will carry on her work. However faithful they may be to George Balanchine's legacy, those future performances will be filtered through the tastes and memories of a new generation. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
Two, three.